You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
In the brand new best-selling book, Smart Fat, Dr. Stephen Masley and co-author Dr. Johnny Bowden explained the amazing properties of healthy fat, including its ability to balance hormones for increased energy, appetite control, and its incredible anti-inflammatory benefits. I am so excited to have Dr. Masley here on Wellness for Life, he's going to share the best smart fat strategies on how to prevent heart disease, improve your memory, and get that fit, sexy body you've always wanted. Now, great to have you here, Dr. Masley. I'd love to jump right in. What are the four food groups people need to add to their diet to prevent heart disease, memory loss, and get trim and sexy?
So the four food, number one would be to add more smart fat. So by smart fat, I'm talking about nuts, olive oil, nut oils, avocado, dark chocolate, seafood like wild salmon, and coconut oil. We'd like people to add at least 5 servings of smart fat a day because it's going to help lower their inflammation. It is good for the brain, and it nourishes the brain. It improves our cholesterol. It has so many benefits to really stop accelerated aging and promote health. But if you only added the fat, I think you'd be missing out. So there's 3 other food groups I want to focus on adding. Do you have any more questions on the smart fat part before we go on to the other 3 food groups?
Actually, yes. You said that 5 servings, but what is a serving? A lot of people think it's like, 3 tablespoons a serving here for their salad dressing. What is really a serving of fat?
So a serving of fat is like, let me give you some good examples. So a handful of nuts, 1 ounce of nuts is a serving. A tablespoon of an oil, like extra virgin olive oil that you can put on a salad, or a tablespoon of avocado oil you might cook with because avocado oil is awesome for cooking with because it tolerates heat so well. A serving of salmon would be like a 5 ounce serving of salmon or another cold water fish. For coconut, and usually we're looking at a couple tablespoons of like coconut milk or a tablespoon of coconut oil or MCT oil. Half a California avocado or a quarter of a Florida avocado, and then 1 ounce of dark chocolate, at least 70% to 80% cocoa mouse. 1 ounce of dark chocolate every day. Those are all examples of a serving. And I want people to get 5 servings of fat, smart fat a day that has so many health benefits.
Do you think that when it comes to smart fat, flax oil is also a good oil to have?
I'm not a huge fan of flax. I mean, I don't think it's harmful. I don't see any problems with it, but I don't see any of the proven benefits compared to the other oils I mentioned. I think they all have clinical proven benefits in people that have been clearly showed over and over again. And I personally can't say that about flaxseed oil. Flax seeds. I'll use that as a fiber source. And I'm happy with the alpha-linolenic acid that's in them. But so I do recommend ground flax seeds as that's how I would use flax seed. I'd call it, if you're using chia seeds or ground flax seed, I would think that's pretty smart.
Oh, great. So we've got 1 of the 4 food groups you recommend. What are the others?
Well, if you only added, smart fat to your diet, it wouldn't be enough. I mean, clearly people need to add more fiber. And I'm not talking about fiber from breakfast cereal or from bread, and certainly not from gluten or wheat. But I like people to get more fiber from vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts. And so I want people to get 10 servings a day. So what's a serving? A serving's like a cup of vegetables like broccoli, or a cup of fruit like berries or like an apple. It would be a quarter cup of beans because they're so fiber-enriched. I like beans myself. We could talk about why. You know, nuts. Again, nuts are both a healthy fat and a healthy fiber source. So a handful of an ounce of nuts gives a nice serving of fiber. So vegetable, fruit, beans, and nuts. That's what I want people to get 10 servings of fiber a day. That's like 5 cups of fruit and vegetables, 1/4 cup of beans, 1 ounce of dark chocolate because it also has fiber, and a handful of nuts.
Well, gosh, that sounds like a lot of food when you think about it, you know. But when you kind of like measure it out for your meals, I think that you can do it by each, you know, meal, the main meals, you can have 2 servings of each, right? So you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you have a smoothie in the morning with a cup of berries. That's pretty easy. And a lot of smoothies will have some, you know, fiber. They'll have 3 grams of fiber as fiber added to it. Or you could use chia seed or ground flax seed as another fiber source. For lunch, you could have a salad and some protein. You know, you're going to easily get 2 cups of vegetables there. For a snack in the afternoon, 1 or 2 handfuls of nuts, 2 cups of vegetables with dinner. I mean, you're already there. I mean, it's not that hard.
That's right. You know, you talk about protein. Is that one of the 4 food groups that you want people to add?
Clean protein. So clean as in grass-fed beef, pasture-raised, you know, organically fed poultry, wild fish, beans. Any of those, to me, are great sources of clean protein. We don't want feedlot protein that's got ground up and pesticides and hormones in it. But if it's clean protein, I want people to eat more. I think protein, if you have it in the morning like a shake for breakfast, I've had a shake with breakfast for you before, you know, it's great. It revs your metabolism. I'm full and satisfied. So protein makes you feel full and satisfied, and it revs your metabolism. So I'm asking people to have 5 servings of protein every day.
Clean protein. You know, I get my protein from at the farmer's market. There, it's a rancher in California that's all organic, of course,
right,
and grass-fed and grass-finished. And the meat looks so different from the meat you might get at the regular Costco or some, you know, grocery store. It's incredible how different the meat looks, and the taste is for sure so much better for you.
Absolutely.
And then the fourth
and the
type
fourth
of food?
Is flavor. People forget how, and I know you're a big advocate for eating more spices and herbs, and I love that about you, Dr. Suzanne. But, you know, people need to eat more spices and herbs. They're anti-inflammatory. They rev metabolism. So Italian herbs, curry spices, chili spices, ginger, garlic. We definitely want our food to taste better, and they're anti-inflammatory, and they decrease aging. So really, we're looking at 5 servings of smart fat, 5 servings of clean protein, 10 servings of fiber, and just add more flavor from spices and herbs. And that's an awesome, incredible eating plan that gives you amazing results, and it's really easy to follow.
Right. This is part of your program, the Smart Fat Program, is it not?
Well, yeah, we've been doing, you know, I've been using this in my clinic for years. We have shown that people can improve brain speed. They can lose weight and keep it off. They improve their cholesterol, blood sugar, cholesterol profiles. We have hundreds of people who've shrunk their artery plaque by more than 10%. Their arteries are 10 years younger. They feel fantastic. Even their romantic function gets better. So, I mean, we have pretty, if you want to look trim, fit, and sexy and get healthier, then this is an eating plan that's easy to follow and has terrific results.
That's great. DrMasley.com. I know that's your website. And when I went up there, I actually opted in for your free gifts. Can you talk about that a little bit on your website?
Well, I put up a chapter 1 for the book to get people started. We have a quick start, a smart fat quick start guide. How do you make it easy to add the 5 food, you know, the 4 food groups, the 5 servings of smart fat, the clean protein, the fiber? What are the foods that you could choose to get started? I love to cook, so I did a cooking video. So I've got all those gifts ready to give away if people go to DrMasley, DrMasley.com.
You know what I love about your book also is that you've got some amazing recipes. And I know those are the ones that you've actually created in your own kitchen. Thanks again. You gave us such great information. Smart Fat Book. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.